All right, well, that closes out our work session. We'll go right into the agenda of the Commonwealth Transportation Board for February 16th, 2011. We have public comments first. Anyone would like to make any public comments? No one? That would be excellent.
Where's Mr. Chase?
First one is approval of minutes of January 19th, 2011.
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Next one is Environmental Division, Mr. Long.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. I'm Steve Long, Administrator of DDOT's Environmental Division. Last month at your board workshop, you had a presentation from the Maryland Transportation Authority, and today we're requesting location decision approval on the identified preferred alternative 7 modified. And I had
discussion? And do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. Ms. Long, excellent presentation.
Thank you.
Maintenance Division, Ms. Sorrell.
Okay, the first item is the naming of a bridge in Carroll County, 68 bypass.
I move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
And
by the way, is that Shug or Sug?
Sug.
Sug is my understanding.
Yeah.
He lived to be 104. The next item, number three, is the abandonment of a section, old section of Route 10 in the city of Lynchburg. Apparently this was actually abandoned many years ago, but it wasn't done technically correct, so this is an attempt to do that so that we can declare this surplus property and hopefully sell it.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
And the item number four, Salem District Project. on 220, after this primary route was reconstructed, there were several segments of the route that, the old route, that can be abandoned because they don't serve a public purpose and they're no longer needed. But there's one section about a tenth of a mile long that still does have a benefit for serving some people and providing them a connection to the new road. So in that particular instance, we would transfer that small section of road to the secondary road system and continue to maintain it. So that's the purpose of this.
I move approval. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Estes, come on down.
All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Action item five is our formal monthly reallocation of revenue sharing allocations in Botetourt County, and ask the board's approval of such.
Approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you.
6A is in Richmond District in Goochland County. This is a recreational access project to Leakes Mill Park, west of the little courthouse area in Goochland.
Mr. Chairman, I will move approval of this, but I can't pass by the opportunity of noting that this is 0.08 of a mile long, 22 feet wide, and it costs $312,000 to do this.
Utilities involved?
I move it, but I sure hope somebody will get it done for less than that.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Sterling?
Next one, Mr. Chairman, is in Fredericksburg District in Richmond County. This is in the town of Warsaw. It's also a recreational access project.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Right away. Bennett.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, Mr. Bennett couldn't be here today. I've been asked to make the presentation for the surplus property and limited access control change. If I may.
You want to do them all together? Let's just do
Half and Rose District, I move for approval to Jason Landowner.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Mr. Martin?
I move approval for the sales district of Botetourt County.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Limited access control. Mr. Coolman?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Programming, Ms. Busher? No.
Good afternoon. I have a item here to add various projects to the six-year program. I believe there's 9 of them. Majority of them are funded with safety funds, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? No questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The fifth project, the sign panels to Clearview Font. Are those the sign panels on the interstate that you can't read?
They are, yes.
Bless you.
Actually, some of them are working,
fix them or tear them down.
Yeah, I can tell they're working on them. They're working.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, number 10.
The second item is the transfers for your approval that are 10%, greater than 10%. Most of these are, once again, safety funds funding projects, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
We have a motion. Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Mr. Lawson.
Good afternoon. Before you today, you have a resolution to permit grant authority to the chairman to designate or on behalf of the board approval of Second Amendment to the district contract. Just a little bit of history. In 2002, the CTB, the Fairfax County Economic Development Authority, and the State Route 28 Transportation Improvement District Commission entered into a contract for providing the improvements of the Route 28 intersections in Fairfax and Loudoun counties. That amendment was done in 2006 to add 4 additional interchanges, and what the district commission is seeking to do now is to make a second amendment to the contract, mainly to permit the commission the authority and ability to be able to redeem outstanding bonds from excess funds that may exist in the district project completion fund. That was a piece of language that was actually in the original contract in 2002 that was inadvertently removed in 2006 when they did that amendment. So we're basically reinstating that provision that from the original contract.
Move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
You have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. CMAC, RCC Subcommittee.
This is the proposal that the subcommittee briefed to the members at the last month's meeting. What it would do is it changes the process where we've had some challenges in terms of one-year identification of money as well as what the priorities were going to. This would have the district CTB member that represents that MPO area would develop the recommendations, bring it to this board, and would be responsible for being the proponent of it with the board. So the district MPO member would be the ones that are making the, in consultation with the district administrators, but also the MPO developing the list of CMAQ projects. Moving forward, it would also require 6 years allocation, and it would also require full funding of a phase to be done so that we move the projects along.
Mr. Chairman, questions?
And by the way, we have a letter that came in from, does everyone have a copy from? Just want to make sure that is on the record. This is from the Richmond MPO about this issue. I'm sorry, that was Mr. Pete? Mr. Coleman.
I just had a question for Mr. Sterling.
Yes.
A question that had just come to me this morning to clarify, if I could just simply ask. In the third resolve clause, on the second page, it refers to allocations programs centrally based on recommended CMAQ projects according to priorities and eligibility requirements.
Give me the paragraph, the be it resolved.
Yeah, the third view.
Now therefore, so.
Or the second view.
No, the third. Okay.
And the clarification that I think we arrived at in our subcommittee discussion and so forth was when we say recommended CMAQ projects, it's actually the recommendations by the MPOs at that stage.
The MPOs are recommending to the CTV member who then takes it forward. They, in consultation, they've got a yes, no, and agree to it. Once they've resolved that through that consultation process, then the CTV member brings it forward.
The second question I had related to CTV priorities. I don't know that we have established specific ones related to CMAQ projects, but we obviously could.
Yes.
Right. And the third thing is that I believe Mr. Buescher has given the MPOs until March 15th.
That is what she has engaged. They had a meeting right after our meeting on the Friday in which they're talking about identification of the process to go through, and it applies not just to CMAQ but also to RSTP. We don't have any really governing responsibility or authority, I should say. I guess we have the responsibility but not the authority as it applies to RSTP. To identify those so it can be folded into the six-year program.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
could Mr. Sterling remind me, I think we had a conversation about the role, if any, of at-large members in this process, and I think you talked about consultation, even though it's not written in here, and I don't know that it needs to be written.
Part of it, yeah, ultimately it's this board.
Comes back to the board.
This board has to approve these and put them into the six-year plan. Absent this board's actions, nothing goes into the six-year plan as it applies to the CMAQ. The member, the CTB member that represents that specific district where the MPO lies, as they're working towards it, the extent to which the at-large members who are familiar with the projects want to be active and involved should consult with that CTB member.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, is everyone okay? Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. Scheduling contracts.
Commissioner, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, before you are $321 million in construction contracts for action.
A lot of stuff in here. Do you want them all on the block?
We could get a briefing on each one of these.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Move for approval.
Well,
can I have an email list?
Here. It's okay. We have a motion on all these.
Motion. So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Thank
Mr. Chairman, information and question.
Yes.
As we bunch up and push out a lot of work like this, is there any consideration given to the capability of the contractors to deliver quality on time? Because when I added up the total that a couple of these contractors received, there's as many as 12 or 14 projects totaling $30 or $40 million. We're expecting them to do it within a certain time frame. I just wonder if they're geared up and ready to do that.
Mr. Worley, Chairman, I think they're geared up and ready. They have about a 20% on the average capacity within their industry. And I think this, I think they do have the capacity to put these out on time. Now, in terms of our contracts, I know it varies. Do we have a fixed time date, fixed completion date?
All of these are fixed completion dates, yes.
All of these are fixed completion date, and we have specifications around that date. If it's not completed within a certain time, there's an incentive or penalty, if you will.
Thank you.
All right, we have Mr. Rich. We're at new business. Did you want first this motion?
Yeah, under new business, Mr. Chairman, we have a motion to give the commissioner approval authority for a Route 50 project, which is before you.
Move approved.
If you look on page 2, for example, this is about allowing the commissioner to award this project before March 8th when the proposal expires. And so giving him that authority
will prevent this design-build project from expiring.
We have a motion.
Motion
approved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Now we'll get to new business. Other new business. Mr. Rich, you have your hand up?
Before we get to that, just a quick question. Do we see the prices going up on contracts or stabilizing or any type of trends you see?
At this point, they're still averaging about 16.9%. Below the estimate that we have in the program. I just went to page 15 randomly, and the bid amount was $7,960,000, and the amount was $8,000,000 for our estimate. I just flipped to the next page. It was $4.5 million for the bid amount, and $5.1 million was our estimate. So I believe those bids are still pretty much holding up. It's on the average, it's been about 16%.
But with the price of crude going up and commodities going up, that may not continue, all right?
At some point when we start filling that 20% capacity, then I think you'll start seeing a difference in your bid prices.
Mr. Gorzynski.
Yes.
Did you want to raise something?
It's about our resolution.
Mr. Coolman, did you want to raise something?
Next one.
Okay. Oh, wait, now you've got us kind of.
Oh,
what is it?
What is it? You have something to look forward to.
Give us a hint.
Mr. Chairman.
They come and they talk to me beforehand. I mean, I listen, sort of.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Gorzynski and I have began an initiative to investigate exactly how we would implement what is an option under our designation of corridors of statewide significance. Theoretically, we had a discussion last year on how to add corridors, and so we will be proceeding to investigate exactly how to add a specific corridor. And I think it'll be part, I talked with the Deputy Secretary a little about it today, and we'll be working with VDOT staff to look at exactly what that process is. So we hope by next month's meeting that we'll have an approach that can sort of set a good example for the board as we go forward.
That's what you want?
I would add that just for clarification purposes, our intention is to seek a resolution adding a north-south connection from 95 or 234 extended up to a corridor up to and including Route 50. And you just passed a resolution on the widening of 50 that would extend 234 to Route 50 to join what's called the Dulles Loop. It gives access to Dulles Airport to more people from the south. It also provides access to Dulles Airport and Northern Virginia to the George Mason University campus in Prince William County and the Innovation Park, which is being patterned after the Research Triangle in Raleigh, North Carolina. All, I think, very much to enhance the economic viability of the Commonwealth in that area. So that's we're pursuing.
So is that your resolution?
That's not the resolution. That's just amplification.
It sounds like some of the language.
You guys would never make it on the Prince William Board of Supervisors. We live for bushwhacking people.
I'm just joking. That was a joke.
All right, so you're going to come back with something? This is what. All right.
So we are going to come back with something. We found out from the Deputy Secretary that we have to start the process, and that's what Mr. Coolamai and I hopefully have done.
All right. Mr. Rich.
I would hope that next month, Mr. Secretary, we could put the Route 29 proposal before the board.
So where is
we've done a lot of work on that. I think, and,
Mr. Chairman, I don't think there's been a reluctance on the subcommittee to report officially on its work, but there was an intent to fit our report into the window of this wider consideration of the issues. So the Deputy Secretary hinted today that he will be bringing back additional discussion about corridors of significance next month, and our report will be a part of that discussion.
So it'll come up next month?
Thank you.
Anything else? With that, I appreciate everybody. We'll see you all in March. Meeting's adjourned.